Hey friends, it's Corey Robinson with NBC Sports. Let's talk some story. Time to revisit the tome titled NFL. Things are starting to get interesting, and when I say that, it's actually a bit of an understatement, which, for us as fans, thrilling. Enrapturing even. This is awesome. I was watching this past weekend, and I really don't, know if you could pin a more compelling drama. I just don't. Let me put it this way. Imagine if you had all the stars of the postseason in a room with the most creative minds in performing arts across ballet, Broadway, film, TV, you name it. And you just had a brainstorming session. What's a nightmare scenario for you, coach? Best case scenario, players, how many seconds do you really need to score at a 2-minute drive? I'm sure someone said 13 seconds, and I'm sure Patrick Mahomes was listening, but I digress. What's the craziest game you've ever played in? And what made it so crazy, right? All these things, copious notes were taken. Go home, workshop, come back, look at the product. You measure that up with what we just witnessed this past weekend? I don't know. It's close. If you don't believe me, here are just some highlights. Aaron Rodgers is out. Tom Brady is out. Derrick Henry's out. And all these games were decided by a field goal. Then, if that's not enough, to cap off the weekend, we had ourselves an instant classic. And I know that term gets thrown around here or there. This one, what Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen did, as far as managing the game, in the words of Tony Romo, nearly perfect. And both of those guys just were perfect down the stretch. And it just came down to who had the ball last. Which, in any game of backyard football, if you've ever played any sort of playground ball, that's how it comes down to. It's just kids running around, who has the ball last before we go inside and eat dinner. It was that kind of game, but it was played out on, you know, one of the biggest stages in the world. How lucky are we? So let's dive in here. Those three games decided by a field goal. I'm just going to give you a line before we dive into the instant classic, because I feel like we have to spend more than just a line on that. It's an instant classic. So with San Francisco, Green Bay. San Francisco started off this season not looking very good. And I understand they've been on a tear recently, gaining speed with every passing week. But to go into the frozen tundra, to beat the Packers, who have been consistently great all season long after week one, where they got blown out. After that, consistently great. Aaron Rodgers on his way to a back-to-back MVP season. First time that's happened since Peyton Manning. I had to wake up the next morning and just double-check the headline. I just had to just double-check. I rubbed my eyes and I was like, that really happened. That wasn't a dream. The 49ers beat the Packers. Rams-Bucks, the Rams looked really good. They had a 27-3 lead in the second half. And we know this story. We've seen this, a double-digit deficit in the second half, Tom Brady. You're not safe if you're in that scenario. Once again, Tom Brady leads his team to tie the game, but Cooper Kupp set up a game-winning field goal. And that's all the Rams needed to get the win and beat the Bucks. Tom Brady willed his team back, tied the ball game, but Cooper Kupp had an incredible catch, which set up a game-winning field goal, and the Rams would win. This one's really interesting to me. Titans, Bengals. All season long, Joe Burrow has said, since like the preseason, he said, look, we're a good team. The NFL world has had trouble believing that every week the evidence is starting to pile up. But now, I mean, to go against this Titans team, yes, they didn't have Derrick Henry for half the year, but and yes, this team is built around Derrick Henry, but to do what they did in his absence, that's incredible. With him back, how would they look? Apparently, the Bengals didn't seem to care. They weren't very daunted, and they completely rejected that underdog label, continuing that consistent message for all the doubters saying, look, we're good. Now on to Bills Chiefs. This was an instant classic because of the management. It was exceptional, exceptional management. So the Bills in the final 2 minutes of the game go down and score. They convert two different fourth downs. One's fourth and four, Josh Allen. There are defensive linemen diving at him, something out of a video game. He just evades them, gets the first down. A couple plays later, fourth and 13, finds Gabriel Davis in the end zone. And then a two-point conversion that should have been dead. It should have been no good. But Josh Allen rolls and then finds receiver back line. So now the Bills are up three with a minute and 54 left to go in the game. It looks like the game might be over, but Patrick Mahomes is on the other sideline. 52 seconds later, Tyreek Hill's in the end zone celebrating. How would the Bills respond? Well, it only took them 49 seconds to score. They went 75 yards in sixth place, and Gabriel Davis scored his fourth receiving touchdown. That's an NFL postseason record. He had two touchdowns in the final 2 minutes of the game, giving Patrick Mahomes 13 seconds to go get into field goal range. And guess what? That's exactly what he did. He was on his own 25-yard line, and in 13 seconds, he set up Harrison Butker to kick a 49-yard field goal, which he made, which, by the way, is interesting because Butker missed a 50-yard field goal at the end of the first half. So we had 25 combined points in the final 2 minutes of this game. And then in overtime, the Chiefs won the toss. Patrick Mahomes got the ball and then never gave it back to Josh Allen, went down and scored. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. I'm Corey Robinson with NBC Sports. I'd love to hear what you think. Please reach out to me on social media using the hashtag CoreyStory.